The Flavors of Vinsimar's Food Village is a multi-day culinary event which is being held at the E.T. Joshua Tarmac in Arnisville to highlight traditional Vincentian artisans and local cuisine. Marketing and Development Officer for the Carnival Development Corporation, CDC, Eswat Roberts, said the event, which commenced last Friday, will continue until this Friday. He said the food village provides an ideal environment to wrap up the Vinsimar's activities with lots of food, drinks, and adequate security for patrons to relax in safety.
The food village, we were supposed to have started the food village on Wednesday. The original intention was to do Wednesday after Carnival, but we decided based on a lot of factors that it's better to push it back to start Friday and then run into Friday. So you still have the food village to Friday. It's at the E.T. Joshua Tarmac. And person will be allowed to. We have various vendors who have registered. They will be there to provide the food. There are bar running. We're gonna have security, police, and security throughout the days that we're running.
Mr. Roberts said patrons can go out to the E.T. Joshua Tarmac at Arnisville and enjoy the flavors of Vinsimar's Food Village throughout the day.
The original intention was to run from 11 a.m. to about 10 p.m., but a number of the vendors have indicated that they would like to do later. I've indicated they would like to do earlier to provide breakfast and so on. And I have some vendors who just want to do breakfast, so they'll be able to come pretty early and just eat breakfast. And then you have vendors who do lunch, and some people want to provide food in the night. You know, people going out, and so a lot of visitors are around. Some people are staying in place where they have kitchen or kitchenette, their accommodation, but they don't have the time for that when they decide to sleep.
Mr. Roberts also disclosed that the Carnival Touchdown programs, which were held at the Argyle International Airport, ended yesterday, as he expressed gratitude to all who made this a very successful aspect of the Vinsimar's Festival for 2026.
Just to mention, we had touchdown, 3 activations at the AIA when passengers came in on the international flights to St. Vincent. And all of them went down pretty good. And I want to thank all the folks who made it possible. The dancers, the drummers, rhythm section, you know, everybody who had a contribution to make JKL Mass for coordinating that aspect of it and so forth. Everybody, costume girls from Temple Mass, Leeward International and so on. You have to say thanks to everybody who played a role. The management of AIA, of course, they were on board with us. They like the concept. They like what we are doing. So they had to give us the blessing in order for us to be able to execute there. The DJs and everybody, thanks to all who made it possible. So they had a great carnival, even at the airport they leave in. We sweetened them up, and it's a promise to come back.
Marketing and Development Officer for the Carnival Development Corporation, CDC, Eswat Roberts. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's Carnival Update.